This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To what's going on here, you can listen live while we're doing the DJ Beef Show, or you can listen on demand at djbshow.com. Pretty cool stuff. You listen to an hour on the way to work, maybe an hour on the way home from work. Not a bad deal. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen as well. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria takes us off into Never Never Land.
Well, there's an Alabama minor league baseball team that caused quite a stir over the weekend, especially amongst millennial fans. In an effort to bring in younger fans to the ballpark, the Montgomery Biscuits, now that is a good name, they hosted Millennial Night this weekend. Their advertising, however, on social media set off an eruption of mixed feedback, and millennials were outraged. This is hilarious. So what they did was they decided to have things at the ballpark that they think millennials are attracted to. Avocados. We know millennials love avocados and avocado toast. They set up selfie stations. They even set up napping stations. I know I like to nap, but why would you nap when you're at a ballpark?
In New York. Yeah, no, at the ballpark. Why you go to the games? Unless it's a really boring game, you take a nap, like a really boring movie or TV show, you fall asleep while it's on.
Well, that's the thing. Most people I know aren't trying to pay for a baseball game so they can nap there.
They can
stay home otherwise.
Right.
And then they had craft beer, and they had everything that they think millennials stereotypically like. And so they essentially tried to make a whole weekend out of it, and it didn't go well. So don't mess with millennials. They also had, and this is really insulting, I will agree with this one, they even gave people participation ribbons. That's the joke on millennials, that everybody gets a ribbon and everyone gets a prize. Everyone gets an award. Yeah, so they even had that. I get it, but and then they also cordoned off certain parts of the park for safe spaces.
Really?
So basically they wanted people to come who like making fun of millennials, but they didn't actually want millennials to come. The only one I would enjoy is a craft beer, so I don't have to pay like $8 for a Bud Light or something, which is what you always have to do at ballparks.
Have you noticed, I want to know whether Miller beer is popular with millennials. There's a new campaign, national television and radio campaign, using the old Miller jingle, "If you've got the time, we've got the beer." Haven't heard that for 25 years.
Yeah, neither have any millennials.
Yeah.
But it's resurfacing. But is Miller a beer? I thought that mostly Miller would be for older drinkers because all the craft beers are what the younger drinkers want, right?
Well,
right,
Miller makes a lot of different types of beer. So Miller High Life. I don't know about Miller Light, but Miller High Life has definitely seen a bit of a resurgence, at least here in the city.
Carol, see if you can find an audio of that, will you? The beer commercial, if you've got that. But this is
Miller High Life was called the Champagne of Beers.
Champagne of Bottled Beers. That's exactly what it's called.
Back it says in it right the on era, the bottle.
And I remember as a young pup in the radio business, we had lots and lots of beer commercials, and they'd come in. The old commercials came in on what we called ET, electronic transmitters, which were basically a vinyl recording of the spot. And I can remember all the Miller beers, the Pabst beers, Schlitz, all of those beers because all of them got bought up by the big companies. And now it's sort of starting all over again because these craft beers, the local beers, when we had the party at the farm last week, we had the local guys and they sold out. There's three brothers that started a brewery in Framingham, and everybody loves their beer. And they came to the farm, and before the afternoon was over, they had sold out of everything that they brought. So it's really kind of interesting to see where the beer business is going. And I would think it's just like anything else, ingredients. I wonder, though, if there's so much alcohol in the beer that it kills anything bad. You ever hear anybody getting salmonella from drinking beer or wine? Or any other alcohol, now that I think about it.
Well, because it's all cooked out of it.
Yeah.
It's all, yeah, so.
Okay.
Don't eat Ritz crackers, just drink beer.
Right,
that's,
exactly.
That's our slogan from DJV.
All right, you can't find the
no, thanks.
Is that from, like, the 70s? That
that's
so
the
old,
but it's the same, but they use the same jingle now to promote the new beer.
Well, so we'll see how that works out for
see
them.
See how it works out for them, yeah. Couple of really kind of weird, strange, and sad events over the weekend. That shootout at the Trader Joe's in Silver Lake, which is a east, that's on the east side of Los Angeles proper. This guy was out of his mind. Nobody can quite figure out, but he's in the slammer on a $2 million bail. Got into a deadly shootout with police, took a lot of people hostage in a store, and he shot a couple of people, including, I think it was a grandmother, wasn't it? Some,
oh, I think it was just, his own grandmother that he shot and then went to the store,
yeah.
Which is...
Right, yeah. You know what? I pay little attention to those things. People say, oh, I want an update. Okay, well, there's the update. Same thing in Toronto. I have sort of editorial privilege here. Some of this stuff I want to talk about with abandon. Some of it, I think, has value, and I don't think that stuff, the business about the shootout in L.A. any more than the Toronto shooting. Okay, so three people have died, the shooter included. Good. That's I say good because good. He started it. That's the end. 13 people in the hospital, though. 9-year-old girl included. She's in critical condition. It's just the shootout happened last night at 10 o'clock. Why do we talk about this? Why do I feel like I have to? I don't want to. Yeah, normally I can edit myself, and
that's
do.
That's why I didn't bring it up. I don't want to talk about it. It's,
nah. What is it? Where is it? Well, I got to talk about what's going on in the news. No, I don't. And I don't have to talk about everything that's going on in the news. I can talk about some things that maybe have more impact on us. This has no. All it does is disgust us all. We're all disgusted by all this violence. Unnecessary, needless violence. Disgusted by it. And what's the number one movie at the box office over the weekend? The most violent movie of all the movies that are around was number one. Equalizer 2, Denzel Washington, beat out Mamma Mia. So
by
what is
a
that?
Lot? Or because Mamma Mia got really good buzz.
Yeah, I went to see Mamma Mia. I liked it when it got to a certain point. The first part of it was kind of boring. It's interesting to see how these actors and actresses are aging. Christine Baranski.
Baranski.
Baranski, her too.
You sound like Chucker.
Is fabulous. She always delivers. There's something about her that I find just fascinating because she has that air about her. Cher sort of started flat in the movie and then came alive.
In movies. I love Cher. But she's such a good actress.
See, Andy Garcia becomes the love interest, and you don't really buy kind of...
Don't
like
give anything away, because we're all going to see it, spoil.
Okay. Anyway, there's a point when they get into a couple of musical numbers when the boats are coming, where it becomes great. And I had a tear in my eye, actually.
I did hear that.
Mamma Mia made you cry?
You know what? Though? The social media buzz I heard is that there's a church scene, which don't give anything away, but that there's a scene in the church that everyone is crying during. So
yeah.
Maybe
Meryl Streep shows up in it.
Okay. All right. So that's a spoiler.
So you might also cry there.
Stop. All right, Kara, we have to move on because he can't control himself.
All right. Egyptian archaeologists unearthed a rare find, an enormous black granite sarcophagus said to be the largest ever found in Alexandria. They don't know who it is. Who's inside? 6 foot tall. The reason, because during that period, most people were lucky to be 5 feet tall. So you get a 6 foot tall coffin. That's really something. There's something going on here. Alabaster head of a man whose features were worn beyond recognition, which is what you would expect. You know, this stuff goes back to before the time of Christ. And there are now laws, strict laws in Egypt to protect the archives. Because usually what would happen is it's like an Indiana Jones movie. The archaeologists would go in, find the stuff and steal it and bring it to some very wealthy, somebody who's got nothing but money. And they want to have this stuff in their house. They never show it. They never display it. They just want to own it.
Yeah, you know what happens when you open one of these sarcophagi?
There's nothing in them.
Well, not now.
Oh, in this, there's going to be something.
Something's going to be in it, and it's going to come to life, and it's going to there's going to be some curse that's going to affect all of us for the rest of our lives, and we're all going to die. That's what's going to happen. I've seen too many of these movies. I know exactly how it goes.
But if you think about it, though, this is 6,000 years old, right? And this has never been opened. They said the seal is still on it, which is so rare because all that stuff has been looted. But wouldn't it be really, obviously they have to get it into an air-controlled situation before they open it up. But what if it has, you know, one of those fabulous death masks that's really elaborate and all solid gold? Like, this could end up being the coolest mummy in 100 years that's been discovered. I guess I'm the only one who likes Egyptian history.
I think it's cool. I'm just a little scared about it.
I like Egyptian history the way Kara likes libraries.
All that I can think of when I think of mummies is that horrible movie that Brendan Fraser, who's
That's
a horrible actor.
The Mummy?
Just The Mummy. Yeah. And then Tom Cruise tried to duplicate it, and that movie stunk too. So it doesn't.
Victoria, I also really enjoy Egyptian culture, and I don't appreciate you making fun of me liking to go to libraries.
I like that you like libraries.
Every day it's something. Making fun of me for it.
Aww. Poor little sister.
Aww.
All right. Everybody's going to be offended by something. 18 past the hour. Here's something that's not offensive. Well, if you're offended by people saying you're getting fat, like Pierce Brosnan getting a little fat, and Skarsgård, the Swedish actor, he's getting a little fat, too. So maybe they need to go on this Calitrin diet here. The healthy choice, healthiest choice, best choice for weight loss. That's the bottom line here. There are combinations of things in the formula for Calitrin. Mostly, it is collagen, because that's the protein that your body needs to redevelop itself, need to build muscle around Calitrin. And the collagen is what helps you do that, pushes out the fat. But also, when you get rid of the fat, you get more energetic. And when you get rid of the fat, you don't have as much weight, so your joints aren't bearing all that weight. So they're in better shape. So do what people have been doing for the past 30 years. Use Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the best way to lose weight. I've lost 12 pounds since April using very steady, slow and steady wins the race. No adverse effects whatsoever because it's all natural. The collagen peptides, the protein, the building blocks of your life are what stimulate your body to produce the collagen in the first place. And then with more of it in your body, pushes out the fat, your body eliminates it, and you're going to have a very comfortable time through all of this. Collagen protein supplement Calitrin is available at toploss.com. Toploss.com. You probably don't really care how it works as long as it works. Maybe I shouldn't go into all this detail about how great it is, how it affects your sleep cycle and all of that. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you just care that it works and it's natural. Those are the two most important things. Calitrin works and it's natural. You get it at toploss.com. Go there, look at all the testimonials from all the people over the years who have used it. Toploss.com is the source for Calitrin. Special 10% off on the first three bottles you buy, and the fourth bottle then is free. Use the DJV code, check that in the box, at toploss.com. So get the deal, lose the weight. Or you can call them at 833-TOPLOSS. That's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
Most sports are played outside, so they should be enjoyed outside too. That's why Buffalo Wild Wings offers the sports patio. Sure, you can stay indoors with air-conditioned comfort and human-friendly light, but few things beat natural light, a cold drink in your hand, a delicious wing in your mouth, and athletes entertaining you on television. So order up some cocktails or beers and some of our signature shareables. Then watch all the games on our sports patio. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Patio availability varies. Please drink responsibly.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From Cats, right?
Yes. Even if you never saw it, I think everybody knows that, right?
Knows this song, yeah.
Yeah.
And is this, who is this singing this version of it, Kara?
I'm pretty sure this one's Barbara.
From the show? This is Barbara Streisand.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know. It's somebody. What does Barbara sound like?
Not this. This is probably just the Broadway.
All right.
This is probably just the Broadway recording.
You ask, yeah. I give you an answer, whether it's right or wrong. I don't know.
Not to me. It's okay. Jennifer Hudson and Taylor Swift are joining James Corden and Ian McClellan in a newly announced film adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Broadway hit, Cats. Tom Hooper, who directed Anne Hathaway through her Oscar-winning performances in Les Misérables, has been linked to the film, a couple of years in the works. Cats will be adapted for the screen by the writer Billy Elliot. Wow, that goes back a ways. Jennifer Hudson confirmed the news of her casting in a post on social media stating, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. Ah, 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 ah. Anyway, she's going to play Grizabella, the former glamour cat who sings one of the musical's most widely recognized numbers, which we just heard. Casting details and other members still under wraps. Production is going to be later this year in England. Taylor Swift's latest movie role was The Giver. I didn't know that she was actually in a movie before.
She's had little bit parts.
Little parts here and there.
Two movies, maybe three.
I think she has weird eyes. Don't you think she has weird eyes? Some of her eyes.
Actually, it's funny that you say that because a lot of people say she has cat eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say this movie is perfect for her then. Yeah.
And she loves cats. She is a self-professed cat lady.
There you go.
So
Corden has a background in theater, co-starred in the Into the Woods movie musical with Meryl Streep and Emily Blunt. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical, based on the T.S. Eliot Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, a collection of poems about the secret world of the cats. The musical version, first performed in 1981 in London before it came to Broadway. Cats has become the fourth longest running show in West End history. So there you go. Cats. The movie. What do we expect from the movie?
The movie's going to be really fun, although sometimes movies based on musicals don't really work.
Flat.
The Producers was flat. Mm-hmm. Jersey Boys, a lot of people saw and said that was flat.
I thought that was okay. Yeah.
So, well, compared to the Broadway musical itself, a lot of people said it was flat.
Yeah.
The Producers with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane, they starred on Broadway together, and I saw them together on Broadway, and then the movie I thought was flat. So it's hard to
do that. Next up, musically, Kelly Clarkson has advised Maren Morris to drink more red wine. Really? Kelly Clarkson says she wholeheartedly knows the benefits of unwinding with a glass of red, especially while raising a couple of children, but not everybody seems to understand. Maren Morris tweeted, "Guys, I hate to tell you this, but red wine is gross. Hashtag unrefined palate," to which Clarkson quickly labeled blasphemy. Kelly added, quote, "I mean, maybe you haven't had the right glass of Pinot Noir. Yeah, that too. She continued, "This calls for a winery tour. Seriously, we have to fix this." After fans jumped
in
the conversation.
Jennifer would totally say, we need to fix this.
So how do I get on this winery tour with Maren Morris and Kelly Clarkson?
How amazing and how fun would that be?
All right, there it is. The two ladies are getting sloshed. Kelly Clarkson and Maren Morris. How old is Maren Morris?
Mid to late 20s, I think. Yeah, maybe like 26, 27. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Why don't you pull me close? In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8-passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North of the border, a gunman and a young woman are dead in Toronto after a mass shooting that the police chief of Toronto says could possibly be a terrorist attack. He says he's not ruling anything out.
And I'm looking at absolutely every single possible motive for this. I mean, when you have this many people that are struck by a gunfire, it's a grave concern.
Again, the gunman and a woman were killed in the shootings. 13 people were wounded, some still hospitalized, and we now learn one of them is a little girl who's in critical condition. After Iran's president warns the U.S. Sunday that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, President Trump tweets that if he threatens the United States, he will, quote, suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. And that was in all caps. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
After the hour now on the Monday, July 23rd episode of Forum for Conversation, known far and wide as the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here in this hour. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. Apparently, I'm looking at some of the names in the news today. Jason Spencer, state rep from Georgia, likely to be updating his resume this morning. He was on Who is America, the Sacha Baron Cohen show that was it. Last night was the premiere of it, was it not?
No, last night I think was episode 2 or 3.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is on film caught using the N-word, shouting that at people, flashing his butt, making fun of Chinese people, all kinds of great stuff. So his career, I'm sure, will be on a high.
And like you and I were joking off the air, obviously today's statement is going to be, everything I said was taken out of context.
Out of context, right.
And then they're going to blame editing, because, you know, you can edit in someone saying the N-word and showing their butt. So they always blame editing. It's just, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Hooray.
Oh, how stupid are you?
Pretty stupid. All right, here's another name in the news. Duchess Meghan. She marries the prince. Apparently, she's going to make an official visit to our country next year and will be alone. Isn't it amazing how far out they go with their plans? Planning a personal, unofficial trip to see family and friends. Going to New York and then on to L.A. Reportedly wants to make the trip in the coming weeks. No interest. So this was, oh, they're going to make an official visit next year. So yeah, she wants to come and have fun this summer on her own.
I wonder if she's going to see her father because, you know, that's been, I feel like that's probably part of this mission. She'll see friends in New York and then visit with her mother in L.A. and probably see her father wherever he is. I don't know if he's still in Mexico City. But he has just caused so many problems. Yeah. I think she's probably going to have to see him in person and just calm the whole situation down because he doesn't stop talking. He keeps going to TMZ. Then he was on Good Morning Britain, and he just keeps doing these interviews, and it's getting worse and worse.
Well, what is there? You get what is the hoof and mouth disease? I think they refer to it. They get a little touch of fame, and they keep going and going. Like people really care. Who cares what this guy has to say? Honestly.
I think the royal family does at this point because he's kind of an embarrassment.
Well, so you ignore him. Keep moving on. The show Suits that she was on every year produced 12, 13 episodes. It would start in June or July and go until the end of the year. That started last week. I thought it was actually quite good. I thought it was good with them. And now she and her husband on the show, Patrick, what's his name, Alan? What's his last name?
Patrick Adams.
Adams, yeah. He's gone. Has anybody seen him in anything?
He and his wife did, they did an independent movie together. But I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know if I think it's making the festival circuit right now. But they've been, because I follow his wife. She's an actress. Her name's Troyan Belisario. Her dad is Donald Belisario. He produced Magnum PI, and he produced a ton of big TV shows. So I've been following her because she was on a show that I really loved, and I kind of found him through her. And then I started watching Suits, and there were a few episodes that they did together on Suits. She's actually the character. Her character was named Claire on Suits, and she's the one who brings him down and goes to, like, the... The bar association and says he's practicing without a license, and that's what ultimately gets him sent to jail.
Well, I could be going to jail soon then because I practice medicine all the time on the air without a license.
We know.
You're on the air. Speaking of doctors, Dr. Richard Strauss, another name in the news. More than 100 have alleged misconduct aimed at this guy, the Ohio State team doctor. 100 former students at Ohio State come forward with allegations of misconduct against the doctor. His name is Strauss. Spanned 3 decades. Another one of these cases. Where do these cretins come from? Where do these people
come? Well, the schools keep covering it up.
Yeah. But what in the first place motivates them? Do we have this many deviants in society in general? This guy's a medical doctor, for God's sakes. They launched an investigation in April. What brought the former athletes around now? What happened? Why the allegations now? Why not all across the course of this guy's career? Why now? I always want to know why now.
I think that, and I don't know, they haven't said if this is all men or all women who are these athletes. I think that this is a direct result of the Me Too movement. I think this is one of the more positive things that can come from other people speaking out about abuse. You know, look at the Larry Nassar case, the gymnast doctor for the U.S.
Yeah.
Olympic team.
Yeah.
And all those athletes who came out against him, they were given the Arthur Ashe Courage Award
on
the ESPYs, right.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, seeing other people being brave and not feeling shame and talking about what happened to them, I think that that's helping a lot of other people get together and say, you know what, I'm going to do that too.
I think it's giving people the strength, but I also think at this point they think, okay, maybe we actually have a chance of bringing this guy down because we've seen so many schools cover for the doctors and support the doctors, and now they actually have a chance of maybe making a difference.
Joe Paterno even did it to that creep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, speaking of shame, what's this with Jada Pinkett Smith? She shared all of these bikini pictures, and she's got one of those the old-style bikinis, posting videos.
I didn't see this, so I'm going by your description here.
Well, I figure Kara's good on this. She usually notices all of these things. There was a post on Instagram yesterday where she's showing off her body. in response to a video that was produced earlier. She played a bad guy in Gotham. What is not Gotham? What's the name of the... It wasn't Gotham, but she was in...
She was in Gotham. She was the bad guy.
It is Gotham.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And I sort of lost my appetite for her because she played the bad guy so well. She sort of turned me off. But anyway, she's always been in pretty good shape. And so now, I've had a lot of talk lately about her and her husband having an open marriage. She's having sex with this guy. He's having sex with this woman. And yada, yada, yada.
That's
so,
been the rumor on them for many, many years that, you know, that he was gay and she's also gay and that it was sort of a marriage of convenience.
Oh, I didn't hear it was gay. Really?
Yeah, she's had a lot of lesbian rumors following her for many years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's had gay rumors following him for many years. So,
really?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. They have two kids and they seem happy to be together and... I don't know why. There's always so much.
Why do people start these rumors? Where do they? Yeah. Where
well,
do they
I think in this case the rumors are actually not just rumors, but
yeah.
I think that's why it just it's so persistent after all these years. But you know, the thing is, she is. I don't know what she's up to with her career as an actress. I think she's a very good actress. I don't know why she doesn't really do more roles, but she was great in Girls Trip. But you know, she's got this Facebook Live talk show. And it just...
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
And that's why she... Have you noticed that she's in the headlines every week lately?
Yeah.
It's because of that talk show. And it's called Facebook Red. And so I'm just a little oversaturated with Jada Pinkett Smith and all of her, you know, revelations that she's sharing with people. It's just a lot. I feel like she needs to kind of calm down a little bit.
Give it a rest.
It's too much, yeah.
All right, who's Catherine McPhee?
That's the girl we talked about a couple weeks ago who got engaged to the old guy who's literally double her age.
Oh.
She's 34. And
all right, she's been showing off her ring.
She was on American Idol. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
massive.
A nice ring.
Yeah, it's a big ring.
It's a nice ring, but you know what? His five ex-wives are probably seething and because, you know, I think he just finalized his divorce to Yolanda Hadid. That's Gigi and Bella Hadid's mother. Yeah. And he was dating Catherine McPhee on the sly while he was still married to Yolanda. So I'm sure no recent ex-wife wants to see a giant rock on the new girl's hand. Right after they make their settlement. And I don't even understand where he keeps getting all his money. I know he's
do?
A music... He's a music producer.
Oh,
David Foster is the guy. We should actually say his name. David Foster. Yeah. So he's a music producer, but he's got five ex-wives and a bunch of kids to pay for. So how does he have this much money still? And now Catherine McPhee says they're trying to get pregnant right away. Obviously. He's 70.
Careful. Excuse me.
I would say the same thing. If you told me you were dating someone and you were trying to get pregnant, I would say the same thing to you.
Not likely in either of those two cases for me to be dating anybody or trying to get pregnant. What's the... I'm looking at this picture of the Trump chicken balloon. Have you seen that?
No, I saw the baby one, but there's a chicken one too?
Yeah. The people in San Francisco... Have somehow or other, I don't even know how you create something like this. It's a chump.
Oh my God,
chump.
That's funny.
Did you see it? Trump chicken
yes.
balloon. They're going to sail it around Alcatraz.
He's dressed as a prisoner.
It is pretty funny. You got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah,
folks. Sense of humor. Necessary. Also, you need your health and well-being. 44 after the hour, time for me, if you're new to the program, to introduce you to Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea will take the aluminum, the barium, the bacteria, the viruses, the molds, all that crapola in your body. You've got these chemicals. If you're alive and breathing the air on planet Earth, you have this stuff at various levels in your system. Don't have an unsafe body. Clean the parasites. Let's make sure your colon is healthy. Go to getthetea.com and order a Life Change Tea. I wish I had a television component, but I don't. People have been here for years. I just don't want to get dressed to do the program. I don't. I'm in the bathroom. I don't want to. In my underwear.
Oh, my God. We don't need to know that.
Well,
let's just imagine you're in a
Spiffy
outfit.
Okay. I could show people... that I was drinking this tea, probably be a big boost, but it really is. It's very good.
I think everyone knows what drinking tea looks like.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not making.
We don't need to see you and your skinnies drinking some tea. That's not an image anyone wants to wake up to.
All right. So life change tea. Wake up to that. It is a game changer. You'll start drinking life change tea. You will feel great again. It cleanses your body. That's what it does. Get rid of all that bad stuff. Mild daily detox, and it'll bring back the energy of your youth. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Take it from me. Take it from Victoria. We're drinking it every day while we're on the air. GetTheTea.com is the website to order Life Change Tea. You cannot get this in any grocery store, food store, anywhere. Only online. Life Change Tea will change your life. Cleanse your colon. Cleanse your body. Let's get it at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you free. Get ready to feel much better and to be much better. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the discount code DJV.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with a Progressive Boss.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. At least 50% of postmenopausal women have a condition known as genital urinary syndrome of menopause, or GSM. Symptoms can include vaginal dryness, itching, and painful intercourse.
We are understanding that estrogen affects every cell and every tissue in our bodies, and it's not just about the hot flashes and the night sweats.
And there's a big difference. Dr. Stephanie Fabian, director of the Mayo Clinic Office of Women's Health, says,
hot flashes and night sweats, even though they may last for a long time, they do typically get better with time, whereas these symptoms of GSM just get worse over time. Women can often be uncomfortable just sitting or wearing jeans or getting on a bicycle or wiping after they urinate. This can be incredibly uncomfortable.
While it's very common, Dr. Fabian says only a fraction of women seek treatment. That's why it's so important to understand GSM and to bring it up with your care provider, because there are some very effective treatments. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, a couple of children have been bitten by sharks. Waters off New York beaches. Going on the water in the New York beaches? Are you going to New Jersey? No sharks would dare go into the water off of New Jersey. New York, maybe? Nah. Not off the coast of New Jersey. You'll be safe when you move there. Next week, Victoria. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, you know that Jaws, the actual story that Peter Benchley wrote, is based on a bull shark in New Jersey. Yeah. It's a book that a lot of people don't know, but it's from the 1920s or something. It's called The 13 Days of Terror.
Yeah.
It's a fun summer read.
Oh, yeah. 12-year-old Lola Polina, bitten in Sailor's Haven Beach. She was wading offshore. Her injuries were not life-threatening. And there have been a couple of others.
They're probably baby sharks. Because they're off the coast. They're off of Fire Island, which is off of Long Island. And it's very, very similar to the topography of Cape Cod and like Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard.
Yep. 13-year-old boy was attacked also by a small shark while he was boogie boarding. What's that? Boogie boarding. What's boogie boarding?
One of those. It's like a little mini surfboard
styrofoam thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you lay on it.
10 before the hour, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This sounds like, because it is, an old movie theme or TV theme from the 70s, and the theme, the movie which did well this weekend at the box office, The Equalizer with Denzel Washington, is modeled after the TV show from the late 70s into the 80s. I think that show was on about 10 years, wasn't it?
Actually, it was 1985 to 1989. It starred an actor named Edward Woodward, right, who was an English actor, who reminded me and a lot of other people of like Michael Caine. He had that similar.
He was not who you would expect. Denzel Washington plays the whole role differently, but he was not the kind of a guy whose presence would make you think he was the Equalizer.
But he was really good, though.
Very good, yeah, very good.
Well, the biggest difference between the movie and the TV show, and what I like the TV show a lot about, is that the TV show was grounded more where this guy was an ex-CIA op also, but he helped people in the neighborhood mostly. He didn't fight big, bad villains. The movie version does both. It has grounded character scenes, which are really good, where the character of Robert McCall helps the neighborhood people. But in the movie, they always escalate where these big baddies, they have to go way over the top because they're going theatrical, which I'm mixed about. Having said that, Denzel Washington, in my opinion, is the most compelling screen presence actor working in movies today. 63 years old, and he is simply amazing to watch on the big screen. And I liked The Equalizer too, despite the fact, I will just say this, the director, Anton Fuqua, takes certain scenes that should last maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and he just holds the camera on it for like 12. Well, some of the scenes play out a little bit too long. Having said that, I did enjoy watching it because I love Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Well, I went to see Mamma Mia, and I liked it, especially the last half of it. The first half I thought was slow. I fell asleep a couple of times. But then when they come in the boat when you see Colin Firth and...
That's really good stuff. It's interesting because they take, for people who may be a little surprised, there's a younger cast in this movie, which they focus amount of screen time. I'd say 60% screen time on the younger cast. But having said that, this actress, Lily James, who was in the movie Baby Driver, and I believe she played Cinderella in a big screen version of that movie, the camera absolutely loves her, and the movie really rests on her performance, and she's outstanding, and I really liked her. And I liked the movie actually a lot, but the only thing worse than Pierce Brosnan singing is Andy Garcia. Andy Garcia singing. He's just as bad.
But you don't believe that he has any chemistry at all with Cher. There's something at the beginning, and then they sort of get into it a little bit. But Cher comes on as a ham bone, and then it kind of wonder for a while why she's there. But then at the end you see Meryl Streep. But it was nicely done. But Colin Firth, the three guys make it, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
I thought they did before, and I still think their chemistry, Colin Firth, Pierce Brosnan, and Skarsgård, I can never... The three of them have fabulous chemistry.
I agree with that. And it's a big audience pleaser. And if you're the studio, I think you have to be very pleased with this final product.
They did
a really good job.
Let's go through the box office totals and see what ended up where.
Okay. The very close race, The Equalizer 2, $35.8 million. That's a solid number for an R-rated action movie. The budget was like $62 million, so it's very good. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, $34.3 million. It's a very solid opening weekend. That's $7 million more than the original.
Word of mouth would be great on that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that you were a little bored in the beginning. That's I don't agree with that, though. I thought it was good. So, Hotel Transylvania 3, $23 million. $91 million in 2 weeks. Ant-Man and the Wasp, a movie that I think is very enjoyable, $16 million. 164, 3 weeks of release. The Incredibles 2 ran out the top five.
Skyscraper.
Number seven, 56% drop off. $46 million in 2 weeks. That's a disappointment. This movie has not opened in China. It opens next week. That's going to tell a tale whether it gets.
But it did $75 million in Europe this weekend, so it's already paid for itself between those two venues.
Cost production wise to break even. So not yet. Hold on. Hold your horses.
Okay.
The Purge came in 8, and Unfriendly Dark Web, a horror film, 9, and Sorry to Bother You, number 10. Mission Impossible 4 opens this Friday, Doug.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Great word of mouth.
What do you think? $150 million? How much? What's that going to do?
Well, it's tracking like $65 million opening weekend.
Yeah.
It's not a superhero movie, but it's gonna do well. It'll do well.
Yeah. Right. All right. So there's the story. A movie. I'm waiting for somebody to make a movie out of this guy, the Uber driver that was secretly live streaming his passengers on Twitch. There's got to be a movie there someplace.
I think so.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Some kind of movie with somebody that ends up being creepy at the end. That'd be a horror. You'd love that. Maybe you can write a script for that. I just gave you the idea, Chucker. Write a script. Make a lot.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.